Okay, so this is not substance abuse related at all. Moving to injury. So, in Washington State, drowning is the second leading cause of unintentional injury death among youth in Washington. While it may seem obvious that swim lessons may reduce drowning risk, this is not an easy topic to study. There is really only one case control study that looked at this relationship among youth who had died and interviewed parents, and they did find that formal swimming lessons was associated with a lower risk of drowning. However, we know population-level data on swimmability is not generally available. There have been several small research studies that have found a relationship between youth swimmability and drowning by race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic status. This is also a little bit obvious in that swimming lessons are expensive and it takes a lot of time. So, you know, there's a lot of economic investment. So the purpose of this study was really just to use our Healthy Youth Survey in Washington, which is sort of like YRBS for those of you in other states that have that survey. It's a little bit different, but similar concept. And so we added two questions on youth swimability, one on formal swimming lessons, if they'd had those in the past, and the other was how comfortable they felt playing in water over their head. And we felt that youth was a good time to ask these questions since most people learn to swim in their youth. So we wanted to look at the relationship that has been found in the small studies between swimability, race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic status. And then since we also have a question about life vest use while their kids are on a small boat, we wanted to test the hypothesis that kids that may swim better might not be as likely to use that life vest. So look at that too. So the survey is a little bit different from YRBS in that we ask it in slightly different grades. So there's a sixth grade survey, 8th, 10th, and 12th grades. And the way the sampling frame is for this survey, we only analyze the data by grade, and we can't combine the grades. Usually when we're looking at relationships, we use the 10th grade data just because the kids have a better cognitive ability to answer the questions. And also by 12th grade is when there's a lot more dropout, and so you get kind of a skewed group that you're looking at that are still in school. So I use a chi-square test to determine the correlations. So this is the overall swimability. Over on the left-hand side is by grade, how many kids reported that they had taken formal swimming lessons, and that ranged from 60% to 66% of the kids. And then as far as the kids that felt strongly that they felt comfortable playing in water over their head, that ranged from 44% in sixth grade up to 58%, and was slightly less than those that had actually taken formal swimming lessons, but we didn't ask about how long they had taken the formal swimming lessons, so it was just a yes or no. So what I was really curious about is the relationship between those two questions. Are we getting the same information for them from those two questions? And what you'll notice is that for the kids that felt strongly that they felt comfortable playing in water over their head, those that agreed to that had more often taken formal swimming lessons, so that's a good sign. But then the ones that didn't feel comfortable, there wasn't such a clear relationship between had they taken formal swimming lessons or not. But overall, it was a significant correlation. So in terms of race and ethnicity differences between these, as you might expect, the white non-Hispanic kids reported having a higher prevalence of taking formal swimming lessons, and that was significantly higher than all of the other race and ethnicity groups. The Hispanic and Pacific Islander groups had the lowest prevalence of taking formal swimming lessons, and then for feeling comfortable in water over their head, both the whites and the American Indian Alaska Natives had higher prevalence, and that was higher than all the other groups. Again, Pacific Islanders showing a lower prevalence, and also the black students. So this shows the relationship between the swim ability and socioeconomic status. I forgot to say in the beginning that we don't have a direct measure of socioeconomic status, but we used mom's education, whether they went to a doctor's visit for a checkup, a dentist visit, and a food insecurity question to measure socioeconomic status. So, for example, under the formal swimming lessons, the kids that had a mom with higher than a high school education had significantly higher report of formal swimming lessons compared to those with less than a high school education. And all of those relationships were significantly statistically significant, except the doctor's visit and strongly agreeing to feeling comfortable in water over their head. So then about the relationship between swim ability and wearing a life vest while in a small boat. Sadly, as I hypothesized, the kids that felt more comfortable in water over their head were actually less likely to report wearing a life vest while in a small boat. And then there was not a significant correlation between life jacket use and formal swimming lessons. So what we found is that while many youth had taken formal swimming lessons, it wasn't across the board, and there were some strong race and ethnicity and socioeconomic differences. And I'm done. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.